Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some cricket. Proteas women batter Sine Liss is keen to put runs up on the board when they face England in the three-match T20 series opener today. Now, the former captain hasn't had much time at the crease during the green and gold spell at the recent T20 Women's World Cup. Liss says she hopes to make a difference at Buffalo Park later.
I hope so. I think always when you get the opportunity to bat, you want to contribute as much as you can, you know, given the opportunities as well. There's a lot of new youngsters coming in, so we'll see what happens this series. But obviously every time I get the opportunity, you know, the goal is to score as many runs as I can.
That clash gets underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then over to some football. Clinton Larson led his team to slay the Giant in the Carling Knockout Cup final in Bloem Vegas last night. Magesi FC thumped Mamelodi Sundowns 2-1 to lift the cup as champions. Coach Larson repeated history by beating Masandawana in a knockout cup. The first time he did it was with Bloemfontein Celtics in 2012 when they stunned the Gauteng side 1-0 here in Durban.
Deja vu, isn't it? 2012, nobody gave us a chance. We done it. This was a fairy tale story. You know, this little team from Molechi, Polokwane. People were talking about 4, 5 and 6-0s today. But I was quietly confident that our team could be a lot more competitive than that.
And then in some rugby, Warren Gatland says he'll wait to see what happens over the next couple of days in terms of his future at Wales as their head coach. Now, they suffered a record-extending 12 defeats in a row, losing 45-12 to the Springboks in Cardiff to complete their Autumn Nation Series campaign.
He looked miserable, though, when he was there, right?
Of course he was miserable.
He looked so bleak, and I was like, dude, you're not doing yourself any favours. You want to prove that you want to be here. He looked miserable.
But hasn't that been a couple of faces of coaches throughout this campaign when facing
Steve
the Springboks?
Steve Borthwick looked calm to me.
Is it?
But Warren looked like he would rather be anywhere. He looked like he would rather be at a family reunion. You know what I mean? He looked really unhappy.
Yeah, it's been a tough few games. 12 is not a few, but yeah. I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen to Gatland. Now, he does admit that he's been affected by recent scrutiny.
The last couple of weeks have been challenging in terms of the amount of negativity and stuff. And you're only human if you don't think that has a little bit of an impact on you. So you've got to assess what's happened in the last few weeks, talk to the right people. Look, I'm motivated to want to be here.
Yeah, we'll wait to see what happens. I think we'll get the news in this week. And then England look to end the Autumn Nation Series on a high when they take on Japan this afternoon. Now, they've lost all three of their matches so far. Former England head coach Eddie Jones returns with the visitors, looking to inflict a sixth straight defeat on his old employers. Kickoff to that clash.